Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. That way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back David White. After spending 12 years in the U.S. Navy, he began to drive a big truck over the road in 2000 and for the next 10 years. After this, he started getting serious about his passion for tarot cards, having been interested in them since he was a kid. Then he finally had a chance to pursue his next career as a reader. He's been reading tarot cards for the past 15 years and professionally for the last five. He is an empath, a clairvoyant, and sometimes medium, but his first and foremost love is being a tarot card reader. He states, "I have not attended any online courses or classes. I'm from the school of hard knocks, self-taught. After hitting rock bottom more than once and pulling myself out, I never gave up trying to learn tarot. 16 years later, I'm helping others, sharing my wisdom and life experiences. I might not know a whole lot about one thing, but I know a little about a lot of things and would love to share that joy with all of you. Tarot has helped him get through these difficulties, and he knows it can do the same for you. Passion, dedication, and a willingness to be open to spirit and continue to learn are all that's needed to be a great tarot card reader, and he says anyone can do it." And so let me welcome David. David, how are you?
Hey, Dave. I'm good.
Hey.
I'm doing good. So happy to be here. Thank you.
Good to have you back. Anything new going on that you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, real quick. So I'm not real good at this Facebook, YouTube, but I'm recording a YouTube live stream now, and I'll have it on my website after it ends because apparently it's like pre-recording it, and as soon as it stops. So the link will be at my website, so we'll mention that now, which is frgreeting.net. So frgreeting.net. The link isn't there now, but if you're interested to see what I was doing, and I apologize for the, because I'm using it for the live broadcast. So then you can see how it works, you know. And that's about it. So frgreeting.net, learn more about me, how I work. And besides that, that's about it, besides, you know, working on some of the things that I talked about. Okay, so this is how I work. If I hear information, any kind of information, I pass that out. I'll let you know if it makes sense, we go with that. Okay? Otherwise, I do three-card tarot readings, so they're short, and sometimes I have to rephrase a question, so we'll see, okay? I want to do one question, and it's hard, everyone, to come up with really one good question. It's not that easy when you think about it. So I want to make sure it's worthwhile to you and you get something out of it, and plus it'll help to get you grounded and again, get something out of it. So that's about it, and other than that, I'm just living a dream. I've been working on my mediumship a little bit more. So I'm hoping, not hoping, planning. So,
that's it. You got it.
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe by the end of the summer, I'll see how it goes if I change my bio and put mediumship on it. But that's what I'm working on. So if you got someone in mind, you can think about them in your thoughts. And if they come up, well, I'll mention it. If not, then I won't. And that's about it. That's about it. I'm ready to go. So let's do this.
All right. Our first caller is Erica, and let me bring her live. And I should also mention that Dave does greeting cards. He especially has themes with angels. So check out his website, frgreetings.net. And here is Erica. Erica, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Erica.
Hi. I have a question regarding employment. I'm currently working as a variable agent for an airline company. And all that means is that you get few shifts, like very little hours, kind of just cover people when they want a day off or a shift off. And I was wondering when I will be offered or like a time frame to being offered a part-time position with the company. I would really, really like that.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you a question real quick. If I mention the legal system, if I mention the legal system, what's so funny?
I'm a law major.
Okay. I see that because I was going to suggest it as a new career. So I'm happy that I'll be quite frank with you, Erica. I don't like it. I just don't. I see that there's some shadiness there. I mean, it is possible. Okay, it is possible, but I'm going to say two things, and this is what I hear. One, I'm hearing think bigger, okay, that's one, and think further down the road. There's just something that's, it could be done, but my best advice is give them a limit. Don't tell them out loud, but, put it in your own mind, set your own limit. And if I work as hard as I can towards this limit without them knowing, so that they can actually see my performance, and they don't match my frequency with what I want or where I think I'm going to be at that time, that's what you do. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I think is the best thing to do because I don't see a time frame here.
In what?
What?
What did you say? You don't see what?
I don't see a time frame.
Oh, okay. Wow.
No.
I just think there's more stability being an actual, part-time because otherwise, I can't really, begin a career or do anything that I really want because I might get a shift for the day tomorrow or I might have to cover a night. And so it's kind of just on call, I guess. But they do give you a schedule ahead of time.
Okay.
I am the only person with a bachelor's degree and, working there without stability.
Sure.
So I understand.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be, this is a man, it's a seven of wands. And this man is on top of a hill. He's basically playing king of the hill. And there's a whole bunch of sticks and they're trying to poke him with the stick. But he has high ground. He's going to win. He's going to win if he doesn't lay down his stick. And they're just poking at him, and not really trying to hurt each other, but he's just like, get away from me, get away from me. So there's going to be a lot of that. And if I had mentioned that, this is probably the fluctuation between the part-time job and the career. Think big. You understand? You got to think bigger. You have to think at least like 6 months. This is saying this could go on for like up to 7 months. Okay? So think bigger.
Wow.
I mean, do what you're doing. Just be consistent. Be consistent and just, I think you'll know what to do when time comes. Okay, Erica?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank
cool.
you.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Thanks for calling, Erica.
Thank you so much.
Okay, our next caller is Donna. And Donna, you are live.
Hello?
Hi. How are you, Donna?
Hi. Oh, hi. Yes, I am. Hi. Sorry about that. How are you? How are you, David?
I'm good. Dave and Dave. Dave and Dave are here for you, Donna.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Two great guys.
Can I tell you what I hear first?
Please.
I'm a little teapot, short and sweet, just like Shirley Temple. You understand that?
Okay.
Do you understand it?
No.
Okay, then it's for someone in queue. Okay, what can I help you with, Donna?
Well, I'm trying to meet someone, and I'm trying to manifest more money so I can go traveling and have some fun.
Okay. And so you want to know how a better way to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Are you saving for this trip?
Well, I haven't begun yet because I've had some little expenses, so I haven't been able to save any money.
But you want to?
Yeah, I'm going on a little trip in September, though. I got a scholarship with Rhodes Scholars, and I'm going for a 7-day retreat.
Isn't that coincidental? Okay. Let's see. I just feel like I don't hear a relationship. I don't see a relationship. I don't see it in front of me. I don't see it behind me. I keep on hearing. I'm going to look into it for you, but I keep on hearing work. Like it's an exciting time for you, and I just feel like that's going to be taking the majority of your time. But let's take a look. But in a very good way. Hold on. Because I'm a YouTube live thing, and I want to show them a card. Okay. That's interesting. So, this is saying March, April, May. When did you say you're going on your trip again?
In September.
I just pulled a card. I'm actually pulling up the YouTube live right now. And it's a six, a sword. And it's someone inside of a boat going to another place. So, you can look forward to that. It's really cool. So a lot of things are going to happen after 6 months. Let me tell you if it's going to go on. I don't see it happening before 6 months, but I do see it happening. Okay. But I'm still feeling it's more like 80% career, 20% relationship. Because this is what I'm hearing, like despite how much you would like to be in one. Have you ever had some type of issue with like self-sabotage? Do you self-sabotage yourself a lot?
I've done that in the past. Hopefully
what's changed
I don't do
now?
It anymore.
Okay.
I spent a lot
so
of time with myself. Yeah, I spent a lot of time with myself getting to know myself, and a lot of it was childhood things and, you know, not feeling worthy and, you know, so, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's good. Thank you, because that's going to be over soon. And this is after you get back from the trip, because the trip is in 6 months. This is so amazing. And I mean, this is what, you know, you can't see it, but you can now. If you refer back to this video, I'll have it on later. Six, a man traveling at six. He's in a boat. He's going somewhere. Okay? Six, this is a man who's victorious. He's coming back from victory. And this is after the trip. Okay? If you were listening a second ago about the card where I was talking about a man poking people away because he had high ground and all these other things. Did you hear that?
I was off. No, because I wasn't on because I had something I had to do. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. I forgive you. So that's gonna be over with. So it's gonna look very good after 6 months and after this trip and after you get back. It's gonna help bring such a brand new spark to things. I don't know what the whole spark's about, but we're just doing three cards. But it's gonna be I can tell you right now, it's gonna be a very exciting time after this trip gets done. That's the best I can see.
Okay. Oh,
okay?
Wonderful. Yeah,
awesome.
Super.
Nice.
That is awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Donna, for calling.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless.
Hey, Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, if anybody understands the Shirley Temple thing, I need to know. Please. Okay? That's all.
I don't.
I know you don't.
I know a line about I'm a little teapot, short and stout. That's, yeah. Is that what you intended to say? You said short and sweet.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how the words go, but yes, yeah. That's the one.
Okay.
So I'm just saying it. I'd like to know. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Cool.
So he put it out there, folks, so let him know if it means anything to you. And just because I haven't talked to you yet doesn't mean that you're not going to get on. I think we'll get to everybody that's on the call list right now. The calls have stopped coming in right around the 7:30 mark. Rose is next, and Rose, you're live.
Hi, David.
Hi, Rose.
How are you?
I'm good.
I had a phone interview on Monday, and I wanted to know your feelings about that. To me, it went pretty well, and I'm also trying to hopefully get a job so I could travel to go meet somebody who I haven't seen in a while. So I wanted to know your feelings.
Okay, good. Well, let's take a look. So I'm using the Rider Waite right now, and I have a John Holland Psychic Tarot, which is an awful deck. But let's see. Okay. Let me tell you the feeling I got when I was pulling these cards, and I felt like I was tripping over my own feet. Like, I'm like, okay, it's this one, no, it's not that one, no, it's not this one, it's the next one. I feel like I've been stumbling, tripping over my own feet. I trip over my own feet a lot. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right, let me see. Okay, all this is saying is basically, like, keep the energy that's going, keep it changed. I try to keep it equal because there's a lot of energy and a lot of things going on right now. But the best news is it's saying that there's going to be a steady increase in finances because this talks about a craftsman. But you're not talking about a position of trade, right, where it's a trade that you have. I didn't think so. Okay.
No.
But it definitely talks about an increase in finances because he's already up there. He's pretty high. He's at, like, you know, an 8, and you're going up to 10. So I would feel much better about it than I feel not so good about it. So I would say I'm not saying a solid yes or no, but I feel good about it, and that's pretty much how I work, okay? Because I just don't believe in yes, no's really. I trust my feelings more, and I feel good about it. It's going to go somewhere. It's going to go somewhere, okay?
Okay. I hope so.
I know, I'm so sorry, but I hope it does. But you're fine. You're okay. You'll be okay.
Okay.
Don't worry, sweetie. Take a deep breath, okay?
Yeah,
thank
I am
you.
Worried. You can tell, huh?
I know you are. I feel it. I know you are. Okay.
I need a job, and I need one with benefits. No more temp jobs for me. I'm hoping to secure a permanent job and be more stable. That's my situation, and I would love to travel this summer to meet someone that I haven't seen in a while, but I can't do it until I get this job.
Yeah. I don't know why, but it looks like I just drew an Easter bunny. What's going on with that?
Nothing.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Well, thank you. That's the way I feel, okay?
You don't see me traveling to... Getting enough cash to travel?
Well, I was looking at the job.
Okay.
But we need to move forward. Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
We're okay, Dave, if you want to draw another card or two.
No, I don't. I want to go on to the next caller who's been in queue and waiting.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Rose. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Okay, let's go.
Okay, this is Tasha, and Tasha, you're live.
Hi.
Oh,
hello.
Hi, Tasha.
I want to know, hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I want to know, do you see marriage for me and Henry in the cards?
With you and?
And Henry.
What's his name?
Henry.
Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah, Henry.
Okay, I'm looking for the D. I'm like, what's D? Okay. All right, let's see. I don't really believe in yes, no's. I actually have a spread that I do three, and I have to get 3 out of 5 right. So I actually use a spread. So how I do it is just how I'm looking for really negative cards, or I'm looking for really positive, bright, outlet cards, things like that. So that's how I do it. Otherwise, a definitive yes, no, I actually do that. But it takes quite a while. Let's
okay.
See. Never say never. I don't believe in never and forever. I don't believe in catch words like that. So, let's see. I'll tell you what, this is what I see. I'm not saying that's not possible, but I know one thing that's true right now. It won't happen. It's not going to happen. And this is saying that this is more important in a way. And it makes sense because it wouldn't make you as happy as you would have been if these things weren't in order. And this thing about mm-hmm. order is about finances. Finances are coming and going. I mean, I don't know where they're going, but they're coming in and out. And until that gets stabilized, I mean, I don't know who it is that's losing control of their finances, but this is someone steering a ship, and the ship ain't not doing great. It's going all over the place. I don't know if that's you or him, but that's what I see.
Okay.
And do you understand that at all?
Yes. I'm waiting for my finances to come in.
I didn't just say that right now wouldn't be the opportune time, so that's what I'm seeing. And because it would probably just have so many other things it would kind of have crumble. So, you know, it's something like that. You don't want to build it on a weak foundation or something like that. So
right
now I don't see that, but I'm not saying that that will never happen. But I know the finances have to get on track first, and that's really the best I can tell you right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Tasha. Okay, moving right along. Wendy is next, and Wendy, you're live.
Thank you. Hello, David. Nice to speak with you.
I'm good. Thank you, Wendy. You too. What's going on?
Thank you. Well, I'll try to make it quick. I've been employed with a company a little over 10 months. After work on March 9th, I got in the backseat of a yellow cab, and we were rear-ended on the highway. I was taken by ambulance to the hospital, and the issue is I had a broken back 29 years ago, and so I'm back to using a walker, and I've been in pain. I will get better. We just don't know how long it'll take, and I will be able to return to work, but the issue is my employer allows another company to decide whether or not my short-term disability and ADA, Americans with Disabilities, is approved. ADA because I can't sit in front of a computer for 20 minutes right now because of the pain. So I'm working on it steadily and kept in close contact with my employer. Will I keep my job that I've got, and will I be approved for this ADA? Because if they don't approve me, then my employer could turn around and say, well, you've been on unapproved time, and heaven forbid what they would say. So what do you think, David?
Okay. Well, let me see if I understand this first. What I heard was someone wanted you to what was it about switching the plans?
Switching the plan?
Yeah, as far as the medical plan. Let me tell you what I hear. So you applied for disability or whatever through the government, right? Through the government.
Well, I have it through the state, but that's not enough to make ends meet. So I really – but the issue is my employer allows another company with initial CG in it to decide whether or not my time off is really approved or not, even though I've got tons of proof. So being approved under ADA will be my job protection since I've not been there long enough to do FMLA. So
ADA is the Americans with Disability Act, David. That's what she's waiting on.
Yeah,
okay, let's
true.
This is what I hear, and I keep on hearing it. I keep on hearing, do it the way that you're doing it, but like, Don't switch the way you're doing it. But maybe that'll make sense in a minute. First, I've seen somebody putting a screw in something. Did you have screws put in your body or something from that previous accident that happened a long time ago?
No, I don't.
Has there been any talk about having screws put in somewhere in your body?
Well, that was a long time ago. That was actually involving my feet, but I never had that done. That was I don't know, many, many years ago, but I didn't do it.
Okay. Okay, that's what I keep on hearing. I keep on hearing no, no, no. I keep on hearing don't do it. I don't know why. I just feel like someone's pulling the wool over my eyes, and I don't know why. I just don't. But let me take a look.
All right.
But let's take a look. Well, hang on a sec. I didn't pull any cards. That's just what I heard. It just sounds odd. It just sounds strange. And if, you know, I mean, that's kind of how I work. I just feel like the company is somehow gonna get something out of this, and I just don't feel like it's in your best interest. And I don't know why. Okay, so let's hang on a sec. I wouldn't. Hang on, let me get this straight. You want to know? I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do anything that I'm not doing right now. That's all I keep on hearing over and over. And the cards are saying these things are going to be upside down. I mean, it's saying that all the love that's promised and all these other things, that it's just not going to come to fruition. And the cheer and celebration that they're doing now, I just kind of feel like I'm watching like a sideshow, to be honest. And I just can't describe it any better than that. Have you gotten that feeling from any of them at all?
Have I done what? I'm sorry?
Have you gotten that feeling from any of them at all? Like you're being duped.
Well,
some way.
I feel like it's a little bit of a chess game right now because I have tremendous proof about everything. And one little girl said, because I rated my pain level in emergency room 8 out of 10, that wasn't very high, which is ridiculous.
Okay, listen, this is what I would do. Keep on doing everything the way that you've been doing it. So you're not going to start changing things up overnight, okay? So whatever you've been doing consistently up to this point, like you said, you got the evidence, you got all that stuff. They're saying stay with that. Like, don't alter, don't deviate course. Don't switch anything.
No.
Don't switch anything up. Yeah, and I just, because I feel like if I did, I feel like somebody's coming to me right now with a sheet of paper and they want me to sign it. And I have no idea what's on it. I mean, I just feel like I'm about to get taken advantage of. So that's the best advice I can give. Just keep on going about it the way you've been consistently going about it. And that's the best info I have for you, okay?
Yeah, well, so you see me ultimately keeping my employment because I've got such tremendous proof about everything?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't want to switch anything now.
And just to let you know, another company reached out to me 2 days ago. And they wanted me to apply for a position in their company, a little bit different than what I've been doing. But I did apply because I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm excited about that, but haven't heard it. Yesterday I submitted the application online, but they reached out to me.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I don't see beyond this right now. But what I keep on hearing is just stay your course right now. And don't change anything up. I just don't think it's going to be advantageous for you. Okay? Don't go off the reservation.
Right.
Someone just said don't go off the reservation. So that's my best advice to you, okay?
Something about reservations I didn't understand.
Do not go off the reservation. You ever hear that term?
Oh. Well, I'm not sure what that means.
That's okay. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Take care, Wendy.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. We've got two Davids here. Okay, Tonette is next, and Tonette, you're live.
Hi, thank you so much for taking the time to take my call.
You're welcome. What was her name again, David? Sweetie, what's
Tonette.
Your name?
Tonette.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's going on tonight?
I would like to know if and when Desiree is going to reconcile things between me and her and get things back on track.
Okay. All right. I'm going to switch cards. I'm going to use a John Holland psychic tarot. So it's an oracle deck, so it's a little different. Okay. Let's see. So we're basically looking at things that she needs to do, like where she's at right now, I mean, that's kind of, but I understand what you're saying. Anyway, all right, let's take a look. I'll do one more. I don't know if this sounds like her, but it just might. Basically, when the party's over, like when she's done having fun and all these other things are all done, mm-hmm. and then she decides to make a decision or a choice, which so it's, I don't know what she's doing, but I just feel like someone's like having fun and being playful and giving and all these other things,
mm-hmm.
even though they don't. I know that publicly and the way that they speak and things like that, they don't come off that way, but that's
mm-hmm.
what she's saying. And I don't know if this is a cycle with her. Okay, only you can know, would know that. But does this make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes, she's living with an ex-boyfriend, and she said she was going to be moving in February, and then she didn't talk to me for 3 weeks in March, and then she came around Easter time, and then she started a big war April the 4th, and now she's not talking to me for 3 weeks again.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry she's doing that to you. Listen, what astrology sign is she? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
Oh, yeah, she's an Aquarius. We've been friends for 40 years, and right before she started World War 500, she admitted that she loved me like a partner, and I thought, okay, maybe we're going forward now, and then she started the war.
Okay. Well, I just feel like it's just a real jittery, happy time for me. I don't feel like I just want to take life too seriously, things like that. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
like, don't ever be concerned because it's never over. Quite over with an Aquarius. So my best advice to you, and I'm not an astrologer, but I'm a Scorpio, so I kind of like understand them. But if you want to understand her, I think you just have to learn a lot more about Aquarius. And I think it's going to answer a lot of your questions and how best to deal with her. That's the best advice I can give you because she's just having fun. And this is saying it might go on for like the next 7 months. So this might bring us back into the wintertime when things slow down, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it gets colder.
Well, and she stopped talking to me. She stopped talking to me in the past, and it was 7 months. So that could be why that's saying 7 months. She did not talk to me for 7 months. Yeah.
It could be. Maybe she's part of
mm-hmm.
her cycle, exactly. Like I said, it's just a cycle. So it could be a seven-month cycle, which a lot of the time, I feel like there's some issues, a little bit of issues with depression here, okay?
Yes, she has severe depression, yep.
I guess so.
But
okay.
I think once she makes a decision to leave the ex-boyfriend's house, I think, you know, we can move forward, but I don't know when she's going to do that.
You can't do it. Let me tell you why. Because I feel like I'm on depression right now because I feel like I'm on a wave and the wave's in the ocean and it's going up and down and up and down and up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you can tell me a way to stick a wedge in the middle of the ocean and stop this wave, I'll believe you. But you can't
mm-hmm.
do it. I can't do it. Nobody can do it. The only thing
mm-hmm.
you can do is maybe you can make the wave not so high or so turbulent.
Mm-hmm.
And I get sad. Okay, I get sad. So I know that she thinks about these things. No matter what, I just feel like she's going to always say that she's been lonely her whole life or something like this, which I don't believe is true. So my best advice is just try to somehow smooth out the wave a little bit. But see what you're doing. You're saying stop. You can't stop. You can't stop the wave. But you can make it easier. You can smooth it out. You can reduce
mm-hmm.
the wind a little bit. Okay? You can reduce the wind a little bit.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Do
okay.
you have a time frame of when she's going to come forward and talk?
Yeah, when your intuition starts telling you, probably in your dreams. Because this is intuition upside down. Because you're having issues between your intuition and what you know to be true. And it's
okay.
kind of messing with you right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You'll straighten her out. Because, God forbid, if you were going to say she was a Scorpio, I'm like, oh, my God, get ready for World War III. Because it's, you know, it's just something in there, in her personality. So, okay, that's my best advice for you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Tom.
You have a good night.
Hey, visit my website, frgreeting.net. Frgreeting.
Okay.
I tried one place.
Okay,
one place
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on. Our next caller is named Amla. And Amla, you are live.
Hi, David. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, Amla. You sound like you're in a hurry. What's going on?
Oh, maybe it's how my mind works. I go a mile a minute as far as my thinking, and I'm a writer, so that kind of makes sense for me.
Okay.
So, it's
What's
May.
Going on?
Maybe for the next 3 months, or if you have any insight on, you know, my soul tribe people, and I've been meeting people as far as the relationship is concerned, but they're not quite the right fit. I'm using discernment, so I'm not quick to judge, but I know they're not right for me. So I was wondering what you feel.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what I just dribbled down, drew. I drew it on the paper. It's kind of like a doodling. I see a pair of spectacles. Mm-hmm. Spectacles. I notice how I say spectacles and not glasses. Spectacles. This is a much older term. And you know, like these have the wire. The wire would come off of them and it would go around the back of your ears, and they'd be round. And in the middle of it, there's a peace symbol. There's a peace symbol. You know, peace like flower child, things like that, the peace sign.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Think about it. You understand this?
The spectacles around the ears, and in the middle of it, there's a peace sign.
Who helped you to learn how to write?
I'm sorry?
Who helped you to learn how to write?
College, when I was in college.
No one besides that.
It's intuitive. It's more, I kind of learned on my own.
Okay. Well,
besides
I just want to...
Yeah.
Besides teachers. Okay, good. Hang on. I just feel like I'm like a 1970s hippie, and it's about peace and love and all these kinds of things. And then just before I did that, you said you were a writer. So I'm like, wow, this person must have had some type of influence in her wanting to write, probably from a very young age. But
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, then okay, good. So it's no one else. It was just the clairvoyant picking up on you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so hey, I need you to rephrase the question, please.
Okay. Do you want me to reframe the question? Okay, so I'm looking for Mr. Right for me. I just have been going through some people. I've met people in the last month, I would say, and I know I'm on the right track because my frequency is brighter and I'm attracting, it's like the moth to the flame, I'm attracting all sorts of people. So I have to use discernment, which I have been. In a good way, you know, I know what I want. So, and it has to be what's right for me, not if the person likes me. I don't, you know, it's not about if they like me or not. It's about, do I like you?
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I see.
Sure.
I'll tell you what I see. I think that this is the biggest thing going on. It's about you giving and not getting anything in return. It's about you giving and not getting much in return. That's what this is about.
Okay.
The need for someone else, the need for feeling like wanting to be, that's not what it is. It's the discernment. And you want to know why, and you have a right to know why. People aren't reciprocating because you're giving off an awful lot, and you're not getting fulfilled with the energy that you're giving out. So what you're actually confusing is a type of starvation, for lack of a better word, in the spiritual part of you that's reaching out. This is separate, though. This is separate from the physical world. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not in the physical world right now. And you understand what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Absolutely.
Did it click?
I do.
Okay. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
And I think that once you get to a group or someone who can acknowledge you and recognize you, and it's important. And let me tell you, and you're going to start feeling much better. Because let me tell you why it's important. You need feedback. You have to get the feedback. You can't keep on draining the kennel dry and not have someone help you replenish it. But the thing is, you're thinking on the earthly plane. So when you seek out these other things to replenish your energy, which is going to take people because it takes, you know, someone like you, the best date I think you could probably get is to go for a walk in a botanical garden. Yeah. This is a type of replenishment. Do you understand? Okay. And I think once that starts happening and you know that it's not about anybody else or the one, because there is no the one, so don't chase the tail, okay, then you can begin to do these things, okay? That's what I think.
Yeah.
Clairvoyantly. Oh. Clairvoyantly, that's what I think.
So that makes sense,
okay.
With the self-care and the self, you know, nature really helps with grounding and replenishing my vibe. So, and music helps a lot too. So, yeah, I think self-care is, yeah.
Yeah, it's feedback. Well, self-care, if you buy a nice conditioner for your hair or whatever, that's self-care. Candles, maybe some oils in a bath. But it's actually a physical need. You need the feedback because you can't grow. You can't keep on growing. You're not getting feedback. How do you know if you're stagnant or behind? You need to get replenished. So, you know, I'm not going to say go and join some support group or whatever, but it might be a good idea. You know, like spiritual group, circle, something like that. That's my best advice for you, okay? Awesome. Okay, nice.
Thank you so much. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Both of you.
You're welcome, Mom. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Monique, and after that we're going to area code. Monique, hi, you're live.
Hi, I would also like a tarot reading, please, if that's okay.
Okay.
For me, it's related to work. I thought my probation was ending this month, but I have to do an exam, and the exam date is not out yet. So that could be like any time or in no time. I don't know. Could be forever. I'm just so discouraged, and I'm like, should I stay at this job? Everything is so, like, I need to apply for a grievance and stuff, and I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, I had a hard time hearing you, but I think I got most of the gist of it. I'll tell you what I was writing. No, that's okay. It's just what's with the phone. It's okay. It's kind of big part.
Yeah.
It's really me. Let me tell you what I wrote down, and then I'll do the reading for you. I kept on writing like I was climbing a hill, you know, like a wave
yeah.
I'm going up and up and up and up and up, and up and up and up. So I'm like, I feel like I'm climbing a hill, and I just don't know where the end is. And I don't know where the end is because I can't see the edge of it. Like, I could have kept on going. And that's the way I feel. I feel like I'm getting, listen, I know what happened. You got halfway there. You feel like you're halfway there. I don't know where halfway there is for you. So, Okay, well, let's do the cards now. But if it was me and somebody told me that and I trusted them, you know, and that's why it's important for me to say something about the past, because, look, I can sit here all day and tell you about the future, and you don't know. You just don't. You don't know. I mean,
exactly.
Would you even remember when the time came, if it even happened? So to me, it's very important with integrity to say something about the past and what's going on. And quite frankly, the way I feel, I don't know if I would be willing to go through it myself, because I don't, what's the reward at the top, you know? So let's see. Hang on. You know, everything that I see is everything that's stopping you from basically, for lack of a better word, coming out of the closet. So I think it's definitely probably be a good change for you, because I just don't see any good cards below you. They're swords cards, and swords cards are strife. It's mental. I mean, it's crazy. And these things are out of your control because they just come out of nowhere. Like, where'd that come from? You know, it's like the wind. Does this sound describe your environment or what?
Sometimes my boss will just like do something. It's like, where did this come from? It just doesn't make any sense. And she'll just like take something out on me. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Why would she bother me with this? It's like, it has nothing, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing, I did anything wrong. And it's like, it's not fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you can't control the wind now, can you?
No.
I wouldn't try. I if it was me, I would seriously think about getting out. That's my best advice. I just think you're going to be climbing a mountain now. I don't know if you're going to make it to the top, because there's nothing there. There's no reward.
I don't need to make it to the top. All I need is, you know, to get settled there, and I want to apply for my grievance because they made me work two jobs
for the price of one. My title is completely not what I'm doing. I mean,
yeah,
it's a little bit of what I'm doing, but I'm doing something completely different.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is what I tell most people when that happens. You know, I always tell them to come up with a time frame in your mind when you want something to happen. Like, if you need something to happen,
yeah,
with the finances, set a time frame. It might be a little haphazard to tell them. You know what I'm saying? So you got to judge that.
Yeah.
So at least do it for yourself and say, look, you know, this is where I need to be for myself and for my family in 5 months or whenever. And if they can't make it and they can't help me make it there, then, you know, you just got to think ahead. You got to stay one step ahead. And I just think it's going to be a real mountain for you there. That's all, and that's what I see, okay?
Yeah, I don't want to do that mountain. I'd rather, like, file for the grievances before and see what happens, then wait and
wait. Don't you think they know
that?
Right. Don't you think they know that?
They know what?
They know that. You're filing for this grievance? This involves the place you're working for?
Yeah.
How would they not know that?
I
don't think they're going to make it easy
for you. I don't know if they know that or not. Doesn't matter. But.
Well, it will if you continue to work for them, it will. See what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm going to
talk about it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to like that. So I'm just saying I think they're going to make it very difficult for you. I'm not saying that you're not going to win your grievance. Or I'm not saying any of that. I don't know what's going to happen with that. I'm not looking into that. But as far as, you know, their response. So, okay.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to wait till my probation was over. But it's not over, even though it's over. It's
right.
Not really over. No,
okay.
Sucks.
Well, that's my best advice for you, okay?
I don't know what the
Thank
advice
you.
Is. That's just wait. Just wait.
Well, I don't know. I think set a time frame. I don't think that you're going to be very I don't think you're going to be very prosperous at that job. That's my answer. That's what I think. And I wouldn't,
that's
you know.
For sure. No, I have to
okay.
Yeah, I'm looking for something else anyway. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Bye.
Good night, Monique.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go. Let's do this.
Okay, moving on to area code 914 as soon as the switchboard works for me. Okay, there we go. What's your
Hello?
Name, please? Hi.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Selena.
Hi.
Yeah, I called
hey,
from
Selena.
New York.
Selena.
I'm from New York.
Okay.
I want to know if my project, they're going to be selling soon. They're going to have a good situation.
Okay, hang on. Selena, I need you to repeat that for me, please. I didn't hear you too well.
It's my project. They're going to be selling soon. They're going to make a bigger success, you know.
The only thing I heard was my project. Dave, did you hear any clearer than me?
No, I did not.
Okay,
Selena,
I'll tell you again. I said to you, it's my project. They're going to be selling soon.
Is your property going to sell soon?
My project is going to be selling soon.
Your project.
Is her project going to be settled soon?
Right.
Is that what you're saying,
right.
Selena? Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, got it. We got you, Selena. We got you. Is the project going to be settled soon? Okay.
Thank you.
We'll try to answer that. And if we can't, well, at least I can tell you some of the obstacles that will be in your way, okay? Okay. Hope there are none. What?
Okay. Hi. Hello.
Okay. Hang on. Let me take a look.
Yes.
I think it is going to sell, but it isn't going to sell that soon. But it will sell.
Yeah.
It will sell. It will sell.
Settle. Is it going to settle soon?
Settle. It will settle, but I don't see it settling that soon. I don't see it settling. I mean, I'm the car is telling me like maybe 5 months, but it will settle. And it'll take you out of.
I see.
Okay.
Can you ask another question, please? It's not mine.
I can't. I'm so sorry. I do. I'm so sorry because
okay.
We took a smaller
okay.
call. We want to give a chance to
okay.
you.
Thank
you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You for
You're
calling,
welcome,
Selena. Okay. Okay. I recognize this phone number. It's Sharon. Sharon.
Well, hi. Hello. Thank you for calling.
for taking my call. I feel lucky. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be starting work for, oh my God, there are two Davids there. I'm going to bring another David's name in. For David, I've been training, and I should be going into tomorrow. How does that look, please?
I'm not exactly sure the question. You want to know if you're going to go in tomorrow?
Okay, this is the question. When I go in tomorrow, starting my work day with David, because I've been in training and I haven't been there for a few days, and he knows, I sent him an email. How will it be tomorrow when I go in, please? Thank you.
How will it be? Okay. You want to know how
the
David
mood,
will go tomorrow? That's the question. Okay.
How's David? How is my work? How's David? He's my boss.
Listen, are you asking me what? That you want to know what David's going to think of your performance tomorrow?
Let me put it like this. Do I still have a job tomorrow with David?
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you. Let's find out. Hold on. Well, I don't believe in yes-nos. I don't believe in yes-nos, but this ain't looking good at all.
Oh, really?
It doesn't. It doesn't say that because the card of someone coming home in victory is upside down. So I'm not saying you're not going to have a job tomorrow. I mean, I would never say that. I don't believe in absolutes. But it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a struggle. I don't know what's going on. It seems like it just went upside down so quickly, you know, because these are like major cards. And they were all upside down. So I don't know if it wasn't exactly the right job for you, or I don't know what's going on there, but is this a new job for you?
Oh, I've been training, and he knew I took some time off. I ran into him, and I told him what was up, and then I sent him an email. And so I told him in the email I'd be in tomorrow.
Okay.
He might want more of a scheduled commitment, I guess, maybe. I don't know. We're independent contractors.
Okay, I think this is all it's saying, because those aren't really major life transitioning events. I'm not saying that they don't matter, but I'm saying that the cards are saying the major transitional ones, which makes me take it this way. I think that you'll be okay. I think you're going to be okay, but there's going to be some resistance, so I don't know what's going on with him. You know, who knows?
Maybe he thinks he doesn't want me there. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's what I'll find out tomorrow. Maybe he's decided that, you know, I have too much scheduling conflict. I have no idea.
The best I can say is just I'd be looking towards some resistance, and it's not gonna go as well as you think it is gonna go. But I'm not sure if it's gonna go as bad as you perceive it to be in your mind. So you see what I'm saying? It's kind of like a seesaw. But I just don't see anybody like really smiling with a big, you know, okay, that's what I see.
Oh dear, well, I'm sorry, I'm surprised. Okay, but then
okay.
I asked the question, so I must have known something. Yeah.
Well, I could be wrong. It's one of those. Listen. Let me tell you something. In it, anybody who's listening, it's a known fact that the best psychics and mediums are only accurate between 70% and 75% of the time. This is a known statistic. You know. I mean, Edgar Casey was like 85% accurate, and he was, the sleeping prophet. So there's always room. There's nothing is really definitive. I just don't believe that. So I wish you the best, and I hope it goes okay for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm saying a prayer for you, Sharon.
Yeah, we're rooting for you, Sharon.
Yeah, thank you. It's not the vice president position. It's just, you know, I always like to do a good job, but, well, we'll see. We'll see. Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care, Sharon.
Thank you.
We have one more caller, and that's from area code 504. What is your first name, please?
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hey, Debbie.
Could I have a tarot card reading? Hello.
Absolutely. What's on your mind, Deb?
I'd like to know about work as well. I put out two resumes. I do have a job right now that's kind of rocky. And one, I just got a delay on. So I'm just, you know, seeing if you feel any or the coming.
All right. Let's see. You're going to take one of them away.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, you'll get one of them.
Oh, awesome.
Let's see. Yeah, because this is someone stealing knives, but they're not literally stealing. It could be in a stealing sense, but because of the question, it's saying that you're going to walk away with something. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what it's saying. So you will walk away with something. And what I liked about it is it's talking about a man who's, like, his spices have finally come in. Like, he's looking out over the harbor and the ships are coming in, and it's just a really, really bright time. So these are cards I look for. And I know how important it is for you to be able to do this right now, too, because it's actually going to really help to change your life in a little way, actually. So, okay. So that's
awesome.
What I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a house. It's all at the, like, everything is just all at once, so to speak, you know?
Yeah. There's a major card in there because, you want this to be the final stages. Like, I want it to be done. Like, you want to be settled down. You know, I really want to feel like I'm settled down and I don't have to move again and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I see that also. Yeah. Okay, good. Good.
With work or with everything?
I think with everything.
Okay.
I think that this is going to help to get you there. This will help to get you there to where you're really, really trying to get to, which is just finally be comfortable, settle down, you know, not feel like I have to move again and just be, like, in my home, things like that. So, does that make sense to you?
It's work. Like, the person I'm dating is up for review. The job keeps threatening me. Like, they threaten us, like, every week they're going to fire us. And so I'm so tired of the threats that I'm just like, okay, I'm looking. You know, I'm still there. I'm not going to leave without a job. But, I mean, it was just the impetus, like, okay, I'm done being threatened. And I'm ready to, like, that's probably what you see that I'm ready to get rid of is all that drama, you know?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, yeah. A lot of stuff going on. But it looks good. So, and I'm glad you're taking that step because, you know how those corporate guys are.
You don't know when. So. You don't know when.
I don't know when. This is saying about 3 months. I mean, by the time I get there. So that's an average time for a transition. You know, you've got to make plans, things are going to manifest, all these other things like that. So, but that's what I see.
Okay.
You're definitely going to walk away. You're going to walk away with something. So when you only have two options to choose from, I mean, you can't go home empty-handed. So that's what I see. Okay?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Debbie. God bless.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Dave. That was great. We finished right on time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure. FRGreetings.net, Dave, and I'm good to the guests. And listen, there'll be a link there later for this video and how I was doing the cards. So if they're interested in, like, seeing the actual pictures and things like that, I'll go to FRGreetings.net, and I'll post a link probably in about 30 minutes, and they can click on it. Check it out.
Sounds good. All right, that will be interesting. So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. I see you there, Sharon. Good night, and God bless everyone.